South Phoenix is bracing for a lot of change. Valley Metro is planning a 6-mile extension of the light rail into the area in the next few years. That'll connect downtown Phoenix south all the way to Baseline Road.
And that could be hard on local businesses, especially along Central Avenue, where construction will make business access difficult for some time. That's why the Raza Development Fund and JPMorgan Chase are partnering to create a new $1.1 million lending program to help South Phoenix businesses and entrepreneurs, particularly those along the path of the new light rail. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Tom Espinoza, CEO of the Raza Development Fund, more about it.
So let's start there. So tell us about this new lending program.
You know what, Lauren, what we have is really a building off of the Adelanta project. The success that we found in that project is that there was a number of entrepreneurs and small businesses in South Phoenix that needed capital. So we've assigned $1 million out of the JPMorgan Chase capital to specifically be a loan fund focused on the underserved small businesses and entrepreneurs in South Phoenix, especially now that over the next couple of years, you're going to have light rail going into South Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So that is it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it'll be great for South Phoenix. On the other hand, it could be very difficult for some of the existing businesses on South Central. So we're targeting that population in South Phoenix.
And like you said, this is being created using money that's sort of left over from that 2013 JPMorgan Chase grant to Adelante Phoenix. So let's talk about that and what kinds of gains you saw come out of that program. Were there any success stories?
You know, there were success stories. You know, briefly, we ended up putting out $32 million of loans. But to give you a real interesting project, there was a entrepreneur lady, Latina, who was a single-headed household with a couple of children, decided to start her own business and came to us, and it was a dream, and we suggested through what's called a pre-development grant to put together a business plan and come to us then when she had something that was much more direct that we could lend to, and she did. So now there's a great coffee shop with super pastry, and you know, it's on South Central, close to Baseline. But there's that kind of entrepreneurial spirit in our community that obviously people need capital.
Why is it difficult for businesses in South Phoenix to get loans to begin with?
Well, I'll give you a great example. We have a number of restaurants and then some tortilla and bakery shops that are family owned and historically have just grown, you know, through the community. And now that they want to expand, part of the challenges for some of these small businesses is that they were managed well from the standpoint of family run. But once you want to borrow, you know, $4 or $5 billion to build a add-on to your plant, your books have to be pretty tight. And, you know, the bank's not going to sit down and say, well, let me help you clean up your accounting. Where we can, you know, we can step in and say, okay, look, here's where you need to tighten up. Here's an accountant, in fact, that we can put you in connection with or put you with one of the other nonprofit organizations and kind of help you think through how you would clean up your books so that you're bankable in a way that we can make the loan to you. So that's one. The other is, whether we like it or not, the light rail coming in at South Phoenix is going to cause a great deal of disruption for some of these businesses. So one of the things that we're trying to think through is putting together through our fund, through our loan program, a fund that would help those entrepreneurs during that period of time. And by that, I mean there'll be a shortfall of capital coming into their businesses. So can we help them relocate, or can we help them with trying to think through a business strategy that would allow them to either increase their business in another location in South Phoenix, or are they capable of holding, you know, a year's worth of construction, and yet, you know, they'll need some capital.
Right. So as South Phoenix looks forward and is bracing for a lot of these changes, which will be good and bad, like you said, what kind of effect do you hope programs like this have to help small businesses, one, survive, but to grow in the area?
I want to be able to drive down and go to the panaderia and pick up my pan dulce, you know, or I want to go over to Broadway and Central and pick up my carne asada when I don't want to cook at home. And I don't want those businesses to go away. So one of the things that we're purposely doing is planning out how those businesses survive and some of the community activities. For instance, there are some very low-income families that live in trailer parks along Central, right behind where the light rail is going to run. So we're putting together an idea of putting some affordable housing on those trailer parks with some of the owners of those properties. So we have a lot of work to do. Otherwise, what will occur is you're going to have outright folks come in, clear the sites, and you're going to have something more similar to what's happened in Mesa or what happened in North Phoenix, where you had commercial or major retail centers go up. And ultimately, our community doesn't benefit by the economic development that's going to occur.
All right. Tom Espinosa is the CEO of the Raza Development Fund in South Phoenix. Tom, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for taking the time.